Talking right now with Eric McCullough, the head football coach, of course, with the ESAC Raiders. They get ready to take on OABCIG here in week number two. And, Coach, as always, good to catch up with you.
Yeah, you too, Jeff. You know, it's just every week, you know, we're talking preseason to a media day. Couldn't believe it was here, and now we're talking about week two already.
Football season seems to be by far the fastest season of the year. I think that and of course, volleyball and cross country, but it just flies by. It's week one, and then the next thing you know, you're in the playoffs, Coach. But we are headed here into week number two. You guys coming off a heartbreaker last week, played so well down at IKM Manning, and it slipped away from you in the fourth quarter. It sounded like in talking with you here that the kids disappointed, but I think took some positives away from that game as well.
Yeah, you know, when we're able to watch film and break that down, and when we could show the kids just technique and alignment, where we got, I don't want to say lazy, maybe just got tired, got excited, lost focus a little bit. But if we can fix those things and make sure we're more consistent with it, definitely, you know, that fourth quarter go a little different. And not even talking the fourth quarter, you know, just some things kind of through the whole game, just the little things. And those little things just added up, and we just couldn't keep our foot on it.
Coach, what was the focus this week then in practice? What were the things you were trying to tweak and expecting to jump between week one and week two?
Well, for us, you know, it's definitely on the defensive side because it's just a completely different game that we have to kind of prepare for. You know, we go from IKM Manning, who wants to run that ball, run a little play action, and just be solid up front. And now we have to get ready for OABCIG, which is just that run and gun and spread you out with four or five receivers, guys running all over the place and pass routes and making sure we keep that quarterback contained, putting a little pressure on him. Then they're going to come back with maybe a wide receiver screen. So there's just a lot of changes we had to do and kind of prep for and kind of change our defensive mind a little bit on just the different type the opponents are. And then on the offensive side, IKM Manning was solid up front, big up front. Would blitz once in a while, try and catch you. And OABCIG, well, they're going to send one or two guys every time. They want to put pressure on the edge right away, kind of out of a three front. So we had to talk about that and how our schemes and our blocking rules change up front. And just, you know, get our young guys, they got a game experience in them now. And now we have to kind of build on that and give them the tools they need to be successful.
Coach, you mentioned that, OABCIG wants to get over the top. For the secondary, do you guys going to have to go with a two deep safety or what do you do to try and not allow them get behind you?
We're just going to try a couple different things. And that's one thing I think maybe I talked about after the post game on week one is our defensive backfield. They're really experienced. They've been playing several years. And that's what we're able to change up our coverages a little bit between different snaps, kind of maybe seeing things up in the box that we can try or maybe try and figure out what the opponent is trying to take advantage of. And maybe we can kind of catch them sleeping by changing the coverage here and there. And our kids do a real good job of communicating and talking about that and understanding situations to check into different things.
Yeah, you had Braden Burns, Jack Gullett, and Charlie Veit all come up with interceptions last week. Veit ended up with two of those. Now, Bryson Kohler, a good athlete for OABCIG at quarterback, but did throw two picks in their win over Estherville Lincoln Central on Friday night. Any way you can force him into some bad decisions with that secondary of yours?
Yeah, I mean, we just have to, try and put some pressure, of course, up front. I mean, that just when you put that high school quarterback in, making him have to play a little quicker than he wants to and make his reads a little faster. And that's what Kohler, he throws that deep ball really well, but usually has a receiver that has a step on a guy. So we have to make sure that we just don't let anybody behind us. That's the things we've talked about is do not give up that deep ball. Give up things short, rally to it, make an on-field tackle, or our linebackers kind of getting in those passing lanes and getting their hands up. And that's what caused OABCIG to throw those interceptions is a tip ball from a linebacker or he was trying to throw short on a crossing route and maybe just didn't hit it quite right, and the air was ball was up in the air, and Esterville was able to make a play on it.
Coach, I know offensively you probably feel like you got to get a little bit more. You did throw for 158 yards last week, but you guys have always wanted to live with that running game and ran for just 58. So what was the focus on getting the run game started?
Just working on our blocking schemes. I mean, we do want to try and run the ball. I mean, that's something in high school in Iowa that, you know, you have to be able to try and run the ball a little bit and, you know, maintain that. The ball and just get those first downs and kind of get things open up the pass game. But we just struggled up front. We're going to. It's not that our kids are bad. We're just small. You know, I guess IKM Manning, we were just overpowered and over tall. You know, they were taller than us, bigger than us all the way through. And we're probably going to see that most of the year. So we just have to try and use our pass game. And we have to be a little better about our short game a little bit. And we have to try and make that pocket for Tate to sit in. I mean, he's getting a lot of pressure and kind of we had to do a lot of rollouts, kind of spread out type situations and get him on the run. And that's a little harder to try to be accurate with your passing game. So, you know, we just continue to work on that because OABCIG is going to want to blitz. And that can be really tough, especially on young guys that we have in our offensive line, understand how to block those, how to communicate those. And we just try to do that this week in practice and simulate those situations and give them the things to help them be successful.
Coach, the kicking game pretty successful last week. Luke Wright, 3 of 3 on field goals, including a 42-yarder. Looks like pretty comfortable with special teams and especially the kick game.
You know, I thought our field goal and PAT, yeah, we were solid. You know, the PAT that he missed was we didn't have the tee ready on the sidelines. And again, those are things that we talked about that just take that delay penalty because we can kick it. I mean, Luke can kick that. You know, take the 5 yards, just slow things down. We got in a big hurry. So that's just the organization stuff, especially from the sidelines we need to get better at. But our kick coverage was not very good. I mean, we were able to kick it, and we talked about that this week and worked some things that we're not giving up such a big return. Because that sets up a great field position for the other team. And then that's what we got to try to eliminate a little bit more. So we really talked about coverage, staying in our lanes. Making sure that we're making tackles in the open field.
Coach, I tell you what, should be a fun one. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. Hopefully you guys can keep this one close and then squeeze it out in the end, get one of those late wins, gain some confidence for these guys in those close games that you guys have been in over the years. So appreciate you joining us here today. We wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. And I know, as always, the guys are going to be looking forward to talking to you for the Scoreboard Show following the game.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach again, Eric McCullough with the ESAC Raiders. Again, they're taking on OABCIG coming up on Friday night.